Hello, everybody. It is 5 minutes after six in the evening, and it is 108 degrees outside, and yeah, that's what I say. It's too hot. Anyway, I'm doing my audio mode post for today. I told you guys I was going to try and do it as a gym. It wouldn't have worked out that way. I mean, of course, I could have done a soundscape recording, but you wouldn't have gotten to hear from me. So anyway, gym was pretty interesting. It was very quiet compared to the one in the mall. Still a little bit on the noisy side, but not very crowded at all. Pretty nice place. They're remodeling there, so they're gonna be, you know, upgrading stuff because the gym's still kind of old. But they're working on it. They have two floors, and the cardio stuff is on the second floor, but they keep a treadmill downstairs for, those who have, handicaps that have trouble getting upstairs. And, even though I have no trouble getting upstairs, I kind of like the idea that it was down there on the first floor today. They don't have any escalators or elevators. I probably would not use an escalator anyway with my dog, just not safe. And speaking of Zappa, we took him to the gym. This is the first time I've ever taken a guide dog to the gym, period. And I have to say it's very interesting. Because, well, first of all, we tried to tie him to the treadmill, and the railing that you normally, you know, would hold on to, we couldn't tie the leash to it because, unfortunately, the railing was way too high up off the ground. This treadmill's higher up than a few others I've seen. So we couldn't do that. So there was this thing right behind me. It was a little area that they, a little machine, I guess, that charges golf carts. And it wasn't being used. And so there was like a pole on the side of it. So the gentleman that was helping me out tied Zappa up there, but Zappa was still basically within arm's length. If I got off the treadmill, he was right there, which was nice. And it was actually very interesting. I had to move him farther away from the treadmill because the moment I turned on the treadmill and I started walking, the gentleman that was helping us came back and he tapped me on the shoulder. And he said, "I guess your dog wants to work out too." And we were joking, you know, I joked about, well, I didn't buy him a gym membership. And, but basically he saw me walking and he thought it was time to go. He saw my legs moving on the treadmill. So he caught him just in time. Zappa was about to jump on the treadmill and come join me for a ride. So that was quite interesting. Another thing is the mixed reaction I got. You know, women don't typically come into locker rooms getting ready to take showers. They don't typically see a dog, a 65-pound Labrador, you know, basically sprawled out underneath a bench, tied up, you know, because obviously I'm going to get in the shower, so I tie him up. And they don't typically see that, you know. So I got a lot of mixed reactions. One was scared to go near the locker. Another one, because he kind of laid spread-eagled, she came over and wanted to give him a belly rub, and I was even joking. I was like, "I don't know about this dog. He loves to beg for belly rubs, so I could be in the shower, and he figures, well, Mom won't know." So, I bet, you know, because he's so cute, I bet he probably got a belly rub. Somebody probably cheated while I was showering, so, but, you know, beggars can't be choosers, I guess. But anyway, so we had a good time. I, worked out for an hour. I walked on the treadmill and, combined with this heat and just the fact that I haven't worked out in a long time, it killed me. I need to get my butt back in shape. I had to stop a couple times to take a couple drinks of water, but, yeah, believe me, that treadmill exercise, That really got me. I was sweating bullets by the time that was done. So certainly I was glad to have a shower available. So once I get things back in shape and get myself back in shape. I will certainly be stepping my treadmill routine up, you know, doing the hour workout without stopping, and then hopping on the exercise bike for about 20 minutes. So it would probably be close to an hour and a half workout instead of an hour. And hopefully I can get back into that. So, but let me tell you, nothing feels better than a nice, clean shower after a long, you know, after a workout. Nothing feels better than a shower, and just, you just feel so refreshed. Not only refreshed because you're just taking a shower, but you feel good that you've worked out, and you're just like, oh, this feels good. So then Zappa and I, we left the women's locker room, and we went and sat in the main area and waited for my bus. And then we got home, and hubby was hungry, and so was I. And so I made sandwiches for lunch. And then after that, I was sitting on the couch, and my hubby had some I Love Lucy going on his Victor, and it was in Describe, in audio description. It was Described. And he was still eating, and all of a sudden this wave of fatigue just washed over me. It was like all of a sudden it started from my feet and worked its way up to my head, to the point where I couldn't even keep my head up. And I don't know if it was the combination of the heat and the workout, even though the workout was indoors, you know, just going out in the heat, you know, having to go to the bus. And, you know, Zappa does pretty good. He leads me right up to the bus. And I, unfortunately, he is running to the bus, and I try to slow him down sometimes, but their poor paws, they're poor puppies. They just burn. And so the poor puppy, he ran straight for that bus. He was like, I'm getting on this bus. And then the driver, our walkway is on the left when you first pull in. And normally most drivers will turn you around and match you up with the walkway. And, you know, if sometimes they don't feel like turning around, that's okay. Maybe there's a lot of trucks in the way, or, you know, something's going on. But they usually, you know, just to be nice, we'll turn around and match us up to the walkway. And I kind of wish they had, because it's kind of shaded there. And so the driver didn't do that today. So we had to cross the hot asphalt, and Zappa was just running, you know, pulling me like straight towards the house. And the driver's like, hey, wait a minute. And I said, well, my dog's paws are burning. So we got to safety and he calmed down, and it's just so sad, these poor puppies, you know, they get their paws burned in this weather. It's, you know, it's even gotten to the point where when I take him out and he, you know, goes poop in order to dispose of his waste, I don't even walk with him to the dumpster anymore. I will drop him off at the house and then go take it. Because when you cross that asphalt in the parking lot, it's just unbearable for these dogs. Just so, so awful. And so that's what we do. We just we make the best of it. So yeah. That's pretty much what happened. So, you know, Zappa is a celebrity dog. Everybody just went crazy over him. Doggy. And I found out they have a kid fit program. So a few women had their kids with them today in the locker room. And so apparently every Friday, though, they do the kids program. But somebody, one or two people brought their kid. And of course the kids, I love kids' reactions to the dogs. They'll see, like, I love it when I go to the store and there are these little kids and they're sitting in their carts and they look at Zappa and they go, doggy. And there was this one boy, he would go, dog. And, it was funny. I just love their reactions when they see dogs. There was this one boy, we were in Grand Central Station, and this one boy looked at Zappa as they were walking by, and he goes, "Whoa, that's a big dog." And I just remember laughing. I love kids' reactions when they see dogs. It's just so cute, you know. And some of them are even scared, you know. Like one I felt bad for, because she was sitting in her cart and she was so scared of him, the poor thing. She was so scared of him. And, you know, because to kids sometimes it's like, it just seems out of place to have a dog in the store. So they're like, "Dog!" And this one girl, she was in that stage where they repeat everything you say, and she heard me give Zappa a command, so she kept saying, "Zappa, Zappa, Zappa," when we were in Walmart, and he wanted so badly to go over there and lick her, and we walked by her cart. He jumped up and he tried to plant a lick on her face, but I caught him in time. But the mom was just, you know, at first it scared her because she didn't see him. So when she saw somebody lunging for her daughter on the cart, I mean, I could imagine it scared her. And I caught him in time, but he was about ready to lick her in the face. And she was just sitting there going, "Zappa, Zappa." And she thought it was funny. I guess she likes his name. But, yeah. Just some interesting reactions. But it was weird. This woman was like so scared of him, she wouldn't approach her locker because he was tied to a bench near the locker. And she was so scared. So somebody had to move Zappa out of the way. And very interesting. I guess it depends on my mood. You know, I would leave Zappa at home if I went to the gym. But being the fact that my husband can't take care of him, like take him potty or do all that stuff, I would just rather have him with me. And plus it gets him out of the house, gets him more exposure. Because usually I don't work him that much during the summer because it's just so hot. And, you know, so some people may say, "Well, why don't you just leave your dog at home?" And, you know, if I had a husband who could take him potty, I probably would. But hubby can't do that, so... I just play better play safe than sorry. And plus my husband has seizures, and so it'd be kinda scary for Zappa, I would think, you know, because even though he'd be in a crate, you know, seeing my husband kinda jerk around and go unconscious or anything, that might freak him out. Although it'd be kinda nice to have company there, you know, just so that he would be assured that he's not alone. But I don't know. I have mixed feelings about all of that. I have no problem leaving my dog at home if I have to for a few hours. But I'm usually gone from like 9 to 1. And if there's no one there to take my dog potty or to offer him water, especially during this time of the summer, I really, really don't feel comfortable leaving my dog at home for that length of time. I usually... you know, just take him with me to the gym, and he kicks back while I'm working out. And then he kicks back while I'm showering. So, and of course, he gets a lot of attention. A lot. You know, I noticed as I was getting ready to get in the shower, he was all tied up, and women would come in and go, "Oh, look at the baby!" You know. So... he's a true ladies' man. I mean, I know he likes men, too, a whole lot, but those ladies just goo-goo gaga over him, and sometimes you can't stop it. I remember I had to stop one woman from giving him a belly rub because I was out of the shower, and I heard her approaching him and asking him if he wanted a belly rub, but, you know, you just can't stop everybody, I guess. Ugh. But anyway, so guys, yeah, I'm tired. I'm probably going to be sore tomorrow, but it was a great day. We had a good time, and Zappa's a happy dog right now because he was just given his evening feeding, and he is as happy as pie anyway. So I thought I would post to Audio Mo Day 25, and I hope you all have a great day. Take care. Public.